It's finally here. The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is live on Nigeria Info.
Our moderators are impeccable jurists, our great timekeeper.
I'm here to support the motion.
To oppose the motion, we say.
In this age of computer, internet, and social media, teaching Nigerian language in our schools will put Nigerians at great.
Out of over 100 auditions, 16 secondary school students from all over Lagos have been chosen.
I hereby oppose the motion with this following point of mine.
The stance of language say people is all illustrated in the Bible story about the Tower of Babel. God has
to regulate social media means to give access, power to the government for them to control and determine the content.
Tune in to hear the leaders of tomorrow debate the questions of today. One winner, 1 million naira, with your moderator, Sandra Ezekwesili, starts on Monday, 8th of November to Thursday, 25th November, 2021. It airs from Monday to Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Thursdays at 5 p.m. For advertising, sponsorship, and partnership, contact us at 0703-498-4352. That is 0703-498-4352.
Lagos, you're listening to the I Beg to Differ tournament. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And this is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You heard our first debaters. They were fire, if I do say so myself. Oluchi Akwarandu and Sylvia. They did fantastically. I wish I could take both to the next round. Unfortunately, there can only be one. Now it's time for our next round of 16 match. Let's meet the debaters. Our first debater is a JS2 student at Vic Mob High School. She is 10 years old. Anita Dushima Nule, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Our second debater is 12 years old. He is a JS3 student at Ifako International Secondary School.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, his name is Afolare Emmanuel Busari. Welcome to I Beg to Differ. The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support and one of you will oppose. Now, for those who are listening, these topics, they've been aware of these topics for a long time. They've been aware of these topics for as long as a week. When they are given these topics, they're told to prepare to debate both sides. So you may be asked to debate to support it, or you may be asked to oppose it. That's why when they come here, they randomly pick a ballot and choose which side they're going to debate. Now, the first round is the presentation round. You will each get 2 minutes to present your positions, and then there's the rebuttal round. You'll get another 2 minutes to address the points that your opponents made. I'll judge both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made, clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed, strength of your rebuttal of each point. You already know your topic. In addition to English, schools should teach a Nigerian language instead of a foreign language. Now let's decide who supports and who opposes. Who's going to pick first? You? Okay, great. What did you pick?
Supporting.
You're supporting.
I'm opposing.
You're opposing. All right, then. It's time for round one, the presentation round. We're going to start with the motion supporter and then the motion opposer.
Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debater, and my attentive listeners. My name is Afolare Busari Emmanuel of Ifako International Secondary School, and I'm here on this day to lay emphasis on the fact that, in addition to English, Nigerian language should be taught in schools. Statistics have shown that 43% of Nigerians cannot speak English language, so that basically means that they are left to the option of traditional language, which is lower than the percentage that cannot speak the traditional language, which isn't right. The following points of mine are my reasons for laying emphasis on the fact that, in addition to English, Nigerian language should be taught in schools. Learning your traditional language keeps your culture alive. Someone once said, nothing is as important to a nation's culture as its language. So that means that a language means everything to a nation's culture. A nation's culture without language is like television without electricity to power it. This basically means that a culture means nothing, absolutely nothing, without its language. Learning your traditional language also helps you build understanding and appreciation of your culture. Not only that, it also helps you to connect people, not only people, but also children with their culture, which is also very important. And your traditional language also helps you to have originality in everything you do, be it dressing, talking, eating. It gives you that traditional originality so that people will be able to identify you wherever you go. A language is more than just a way of communication. It's how people communicated, shared ideas, views, thoughts, and opinions when English was not available in times of old. That is why language is the most direct and closest connection with cultures. I hope I've been able to convince you and not to confuse you that in addition to English, Nigerian language should be taught in schools. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Good job.
Okay, Anita, the floor is yours.
Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debater, and my ever-attentive audience. My name is Niladoshima Anita. I am a proud student of Vicmob High School. I am opposing to the notion that states, in addition to English language, schools should teach Nigerian languages instead of foreign languages. You may ask me why I say so, when I should be obviously supporting my indigenous languages. The reason is that students are being taught to learn new things and to have a better future. Learning of foreign languages is also part of it, because when students learn their foreign languages, it boosts the brain power. Recent research on the brain has shown it that when students learn their indigenous languages, it improves their mathematical skills, it improves their mental focus, and it improves their writing and reading abilities. Once they learn foreign languages, it improves their memory. Research has shown it that students who are able to speak different foreign languages with convenience are better when it comes to remembering and recalling events. Students, when they learn foreign languages, are better when it comes to decision making. That is why multilinguals don't have problems when it comes to decision making. Students that learn foreign languages are better when it comes to thinking. When they learn foreign languages, it takes their thinking and their cognitive abilities to higher levels. When students learn their foreign languages, it improves their own first languages. I don't know if you're getting me. When students learn their foreign languages, it improves their first language. That is their own cultural language. And in conclusion, students that learn foreign languages are better. They are given the opportunities to explore the world and all its languages, and it improves their own first languages. God knows what he did by giving different languages, and he said that we should learn them. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well done. If you just tuned in, Lagos, you're listening to I Beg to Differ Tournament. It's a student debate tournament. And we have had students between 10, she's the youngest one we've had on the show so far, 10 years old and 17 years old, debating the questions of today. You just heard the voice of Anita Nule Dushima. She's in JS2 at Vicmob High School. Before her, you heard the voice of our second debater, 12 years old, JS3 student at Ifakor International Secondary School, Afolari Emmanuel Busari. And their question today, in addition to English, should schools teach a Nigerian language instead of a foreign language? Emmanuel is supporting the motion, and Anita is opposing the motion. All right, it's time for the rebuttal round. And we're going to start with the opposer this time. So Anita, the floor is yours.
Okay, first of all, you said 43% of Nigerians don't know how to speak English. But do you know that Nigerians, there are more English speakers than people in England. There are more English speakers than English speakers in England itself. You said it keeps the languages alive. Who told you that? I told you that when we learn foreign languages, it makes us to learn our own first languages. So when we learn foreign languages, it keeps them alive, and it keeps our own languages alive because it has given us the mentality to learn our first language. You said it helps us to understand our culture. It's the same thing as it keeps them alive. when you learn foreign languages, recent research on the brain has said it that it makes you to learn your first language. So it will make you to understand your own culture better. You said it makes us to be original in our dressing, in the way we speak. But let me tell you something. When we learn foreign languages, it makes us more original. It makes us better. It makes us better than when we learn our foreign languages. Do you know why? Because foreign languages gives us better opportunities. They give us better opportunities. You said it improves our communication skills. For example, a person who knows how to speak Japanese, if he goes to Japan, he'll be able to communicate better than a person who knows how to speak only Igbo and English. If he goes to Japan, he will find it hard to communicate with the people of Japan. Thank you. You made only 4 points.
Okay. Thank you very much. Emmanuel, what say you?
Okay. You said that it boosts brain power. Like you said, decision-making and thinking ability. Researchers have shown that other activities and options for improving those decision-making and thinking ability skills. Let's say Albert Einstein. Did he need to learn, let's say, 2 languages before he became the man he was at that time? His name is still Renew, but never once was he mentioned that he learned several languages for him to know what he knew at that time. He also said that explore the world. There are several other job opportunities that make you explore the world. Example, scientists. The scientists can offer international help. They can also offer international help to other people, because his knowledge will not just be needed in his country, but also all over the world. And also, you said that God said that we should learn other languages. Yes. Please, where in the Bible was it stated that we should learn other people's languages? And you also said that learning a foreign language helps you to learn your indigenous language. How is Bonjour related to Ekaro? Those 2 languages are 2 different languages. They are not related in any way. So learning a foreign language, in my own opinion, is not going to help you to learn your own indigenous language. And finally, I meant traditional originality, not foreign originality. Like a Yoruba person now, if you were to go outside, it would be to give any option of food. So imagine a French man also given the opportunity to choose any kind of food he wanted. Obviously, a Nigerian man will either choose swallow or jollof rice or fada rice, because that is what he has been trained to eat from over time. So let's say a foreigner comes over here, he'll want to eat, let's say French fries, noodles, etc., because that's what he or she were taught over time to eat. So I meant traditional originality, not foreign originality. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, heavy punches today. All right. Woo! Lagos. Problem deal. Because I'm looking at the points you made. Anita, during her presentation, made 3 points. And Emmanuel, during his presentation, made 3 points. During the rebuttal, Anita made 2 points. And Emmanuel made 3 points. No, sorry about that. Emmanuel made 2 points. And Anita made 3 points. As far as eloquence, Emmanuel scored 4, Anita scored 3. That brings our final scores to 9. You both scored 9. It's a tie. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you another 2 minutes. This is going to be what's this typically called?
Tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker round. So you've got 2 minutes to give me closing statements. Right, on this same subject. So you tell me why you think that a foreign language is the better option to teach in a school instead of a local language. And you tell me why
your indigenous languages, Nigerian languages, are better to teach in a school than a foreign language. So these is the same thing that you did in your presentation, but you're going to give me fresh points and you have 2 minutes to do it. And you have to give me enough points to be the one who moves on to the quarterfinals. So good luck to both of you. I'll give you, say, 2 minutes to do a bit of thinking. I will take maybe two calls to give you some time so that you can think. And then we'll go into the final round. Lagos 0700-993-993-0145-7190. So you will, you know, as a quick tip, you can make new points and give rebuttals as well, right? So just use your 2 minutes as diligently as possible. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And don't forget that we're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thank you for calling us. What's your name? Hello? Hello? Sorry about that. Let's talk to Eze in Lekki. Hi, Eze. How are you?
Hi, Ma. Your children, they are doing amazingly wonderful, Ma. I'm grateful. They want to break the wall there.
All right, Eze. Let's talk to Sociable. Hello, Sociable. How are you doing? Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Sociable. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Sandra.
All right.
Well, this is what we call firebrand.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, there should be a sign because I'm finding it difficult to judge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the right thing you have done, let them try it again.
Mm-hmm.
And on the first contestant, can I speak for my from them?
Yes, you can.
Honestly, the first presentation was the best for you.
Mm.
Honestly. It was my own winner, honestly.
Okay.
The first presenter.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling us. All right. So we've given you enough time to come up with some points. Your new time starts with Emmanuel, and then we'll come to Anita.
Okay. So it is also easier to learn the language that you're used to. I'm sure you're familiar with the fact that French is taught in schools more generally. So, is it easy for you to learn French? Only a few percentage of people get high scores in French language in schools because they are not used to French languages. Even I myself really don't like the language because it is not something I'm used to. But rather, if you learn, you try to learn traditional language, something that your parents communicate with you, what people communicate with you with, it will be easier for you to learn in schools than trying to learn a foreign language that you've never heard before. Samuel Johnson once said, I'm always sorry when a language is lost because language is the pedigree of a nation. Pedigree simply means ancestry or lineage of a person. This basically means that if a language is lost, the entire ancestry or lineage of a person is lost. It really isn't a good idea for you to leave your own language to learn a foreign language. That means you are leaving your culture, you are leaving your people, people that you grew with. And on the topic of job opportunities, there are different job opportunities and very limited job opportunities related to language. There are other job opportunities that are available than learning languages. There are only few job opportunities related to language in the world that we live in presently. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Anita.
Okay. Learning foreign languages creates better job opportunities because it is not easy to find a job in this present Nigeria. So when you know how to speak foreign languages, you have high chances of getting jobs outside the country. It creates better career opportunities. This means that students who learn foreign languages have the opportunity to choose the career of their choice of different languages. It creates world recognition. It means that a child, a student who knows how to speak different languages has high chances of being globally recognized because of the marvelous wonders that he can perform. It also creates better it also creates better communication skills. Like, if he travels outside the country, he'll be able to communicate, socialize better with the citizens of where he travels to. Like example, Italy. It also allows students to explore the world. It allows students to explore the world and all its languages involved. It allows them to get good jobs. Like 89% of clients say that workers who can speak many languages are more worthy than workers who can only speak little languages, who can only speak one language or two. Multilinguals, it makes multilinguals famous. I'm sure you know what multilingual means. It means people who can speak more than two languages. It makes them famous and worthy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done to both of you. My God, you have made this day a beautiful one for me. But you know what I always say, there can only be one. But thank you both for a wonderful debate. The debater who is moving forward to the final round, to the quarter final, sorry, is Emmanuel Afolaring Busari, because Emmanuel made 3 points while Anita Dushima Nule made 2 points. That was so close. It was very close. Remember, I said originality of the points, the quality of the points you're making. Some of the points you were making were very repetitive, and that's why he scored higher here. Congratulations to you, Emmanuel.
Thank you so much.
Anita, you're 10 years old. That means you can keep participating in this tournament until you are 16, 17. So I want to see you next year. Make sure that you participate again. And I do hope that you make it, that you make the cut. But thank you so much to both of you for coming. And thank you to Nigeria Info for the gifts that we're presenting to you at the moment. Tomorrow, Lagos, 3 p.m. is the time for the debate. 3 p.m. tomorrow, the final match of the round of 16. And then next week, we'll bring you the quarterfinals. I am Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. S. Ezekwesili on social media. Well done to both of you again. Well done to everyone who's participated today. Those are Hard Facts, Lagos. Good night.